Psalm 118, sing 'Tis So Sweet for the offering song to help us to think about trusting the Lord. Notice what the psalmist says in verse 8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. That's good enough to read again. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. And the next verse goes on a little bit further. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. In other words, those who have power to do something, to help and to assist. But he says it's still better to trust the Lord, and he could have said like this, than anybody. I want to try to preach a few minutes this evening on it is better to trust in the Lord. That word trust is just like the word we find there, confidence, to have confidence. It has this thought of mind, the resting of the mind. Boy, what a delight that is. Comforting our thinking, comforting our thoughts. Not troubled, not worried, not fearful, not anxious. That's trusting, that's confidence. It has the idea of committing the care to another. And what we find here in this verse, one thing at least, is comparing the Lord with mankind. He, in essence, is saying you can trust people if you want to. You can trust man if you want to. Put your confidence in them or him or her if you want to. But he says this, it is better, it's better to trust in the Lord. I see in that he says in confidence in man, I believe that's talking about anybody. Anybody. Some are very strong. You ask them to do something dealing with manual labor, they would be able. They could do it. Some are very rich. You ask them to help you with something financial, they would be able. Some are very smart. You ask them to help you with some intellectual issue, and they would be able to. He's talking about anybody. Some are very honest. They'll do the best they can to do the right thing to help you and to assist you. So I believe he's talking about, by the word man, anybody. But I believe he's also talking about everybody. I mean by that, I think he is saying, if you put every person on earth together, and everybody, every single person, would be willing to help you if they would be allowed to, he said it'd still be better to put your confidence and trust in the Lord than everybody. And by the way, since it's talking about anybody and everybody, that also means me. Sometimes, I think too many times, we put our confidence in ourselves. We need to realize, as this verse said, it's a whole lot better to trust God than ourselves. We ought to have learned that now. He, in essence, is saying there are some who could, if they would, help you. They would, or they could, they have the means, but they won't. They could if they would. And then there are some that would if they could. They'd help you if they could, but they just can't. They do not have the means. So I'm saying this, I'm saying what the verse is saying. It's a whole lot better to trust God than in any kind of man, any kind of human. You see, trusting someone, whether you're talking about the Lord or man, that's again what we're talking about, trusting the Lord or trusting mankind, including me. And when you're talking about trusting anybody, no matter who it is, you're talking about first the person. In this verse, it talks about the Lord, and it talks about man or men or people. That's the two beings, personalities, that we're comparing here. Which is better, to trust the Lord or to trust in man? Well, he makes it clear it's better to trust in the Lord. But when you're talking about trusting anybody, you first, if you're wise, look at the person. And by that I mean this, are they trustworthy? It doesn't matter what they promise. It doesn't matter what they say they'll do. If they're not trustworthy, if they are not the right kind of person, and if they'll tell the truth, and then do what they said they would do, you just will just not have any confidence in them. And talking about the person, trusting the person. And I was with a couple of my preacher friends. It's been a good while back now. And we'd gone into a convenience store. When we came out, here's a fella that opens up a little kind of felt sleeve, and he has all kinds of jewelry. And all those people, those items of jewelry, there's price tags. One was $1,800, one was $2,000, one was about $1,500. I don't remember the exact numbers. But he said, here's what I'll sell this for. And that $1,800 thing he was offering for $100. Well, now I'll tell you right now, I got suspicious. Number one, the man standing out in front of a convenience store. That would sort of give you a yellow light, if not a red light. But one of my preacher friends, the dummy, bought some of it, and he found out later it wasn't real. Well, that didn't surprise me a bit. You know what that means? You know what that tells me? You can't put confidence in man. You cannot trust. The reason that preacher got stuck was because of the person he was trusting and putting his confidence in. It was not a trustworthy person. And so many times people really want to help, and they would if they could, but they can't. They are limited. They are unable. And that's why he said it's a whole lot better to trust God than man, because man just so many times can't help you. Do they love you? Yeah. Do they want to help? Yes. But they just can't. The person is unable. And that's why Proverbs 16:20 says, whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Because when we put our confidence in the Lord, he helps us with whatever we need. He helps us through the problem. He provides the need. He gives the answer when we put our confidence in him, because he's a trustworthy person. Again, the word trusteth means to put confidence in. It means to feel safe. When we're talking about putting confidence or trusting someone, we're talking about the person. Psalmist said in Psalm 56, verse 11, in God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. He goes a step further than just saying you can't trust man because he may not be able to help you. He says you better not trust man because he may be wanting to hurt you. I will not fear what he will do unto me. Sometimes your best friend will fail you. It does not mean they don't want to help. It does not mean they want to hurt, but they just can't do it. But God has never said, I'm sorry, that's too big for me. I'm sorry, that problem's too dire, that need's too great. I'm sorry, I'm not able to do that. When we're talking about trusting someone, it's based on the person, but it's also based on the promises. Notice what it says in that verse. It is better. It sounds to me like he's pretty sure about that. It sounds to me that it's not a whole lot of question. He does not ask, is it better? He is not trying to ponder and take a survey and say, what's your opinion about this? Let's discuss this matter. He says without any shadow of a doubt, it is better. Because why? God has made promises that he keeps. In fact, he is making a promise right here. He said it is better. That's a promise. And when you're talking about trusting someone, it deals with promises. Somebody says, I will help you. I can do that. Here's the answer. I'll be there when you need me. That's a promise. And it's a guarantee. But mankind is limited. And sometimes they will mean to do right and mean to help you and mean to keep their promise, but they can't. I said this before. I promised to come to your house tomorrow at 7 o'clock and help you with some kind of need you have, but I may get up so sick I can't get there. Or there may be an emergency through the night. I might be with somebody in the hospital and I can't get there. It does not mean I never intended to do what I said and help you. It means that something overrode my circumstances and my ability, and I could not do what I said I would do. I failed in my promise. That means there's sometimes you can't trust me. Even though I do the best I can, sometimes you can't trust me. That's why he said it's a whole lot better to trust God than mankind. Sometimes we make promises that we cannot keep. Sometimes people make promises they don't even intend to keep. They never meant to. They tell a fib. Better said, that's a lie. But God never lies. He keeps his promises. In fact, that's exactly what the Bible said in Psalm 119, verse 42. He says, I trust in thy word. What does that mean? I trust what you say. I depend in what you say. I have confidence in you telling me the truth, God. We can believe what he said. Did you hear that? We can believe what he said with no further evidence. Thomas believed when he heard and then saw. But believing and trusting and confidence means I believe just because he said so, even if there is no evidence whatsoever that what he said is the truth. Promises. Depending on him, Hebrews 10:23, he is faithful that promise. You know what that means? He'll keep every promise he's ever made. He's never promised anything and reneged. 1 Kings 8:56, there have not failed one word of all his good promise. Not one word. None of us can say that. You may have tried all you can, the hardest you can. You may have done everything you could do to keep your promise, but you failed. That's why it's better to trust the Lord than man, because he keeps his promises. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, for all the promises of God, all of them, not most of them, all of them, of God in him are yea and in him amen. That means every promise he made is yes, I'll do it, and amen, so be it. In other words, every promise is guaranteed. Every promise is yes every time. Every promise is amen. It's as good as done, even though it may not be done yet. He never wavers. He never reneges. He never changes his mind. Never goes back on his word. Oh, Hebrews 6:18 said, it was impossible for God to lie. Well, number one, he wouldn't if he could, but he can't. That means when he promises something, he not only means it, a lot of times we mean it, but we don't do it. But he not only means it, he does it because he can't lie. And he controls the circumstances that will hinder us from doing what we promise. He controls those circumstances to make sure he don't ever renege. He always does. He keeps his promises. Numbers 23, verse 19, hath he said, and shall he not do it? And the answer, of course, is no. I'm talking about it is better to trust in the Lord than in man, and all of man, including me. Everybody, including me. When we're talking about trusting someone or something, we think first of the person. Are they a trustworthy person? What kind of person are they? If they're not trustworthy, I ain't believing them. I can't trust them. We also think not only a person, but we think about promises, what they say they will do. But then number three, we think about, or at least I think about, the performance. And I mean by that, look back in the past and see, well, what have they done before? My friend that helps me, my friend that's there, my friend that cares, that has been there in the past and really aided help and helped me and assisted me and was there even though it was a sacrifice on their part. I can look at that person and realize they are a trustworthy person because they have proved it in the past. But there may be that first time where they fail. Never had before. But they might next time. They may this time. I'm talking about the performance. It says it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man, because man, one time, sooner or later, is going to fail you. But God never will. Look at the past. We may not like everything God did, but I guarantee you one thing, He never did anything wrong. And He never made a promise He didn't keep. He's trustworthy. Performance. 2 Corinthians 1:10. Who delivered, I love this verse, who delivered, past tense, us from so great a death, and doth deliver, He is right now, and in whom we trust, confidence, that He will yet deliver us. He said, He did, He is, and He will. And that's why He says, I can trust Him. He has proven Himself by His past performance. He's always been there for me. I have no reason to doubt Him at all. And not only am I able to look back in the past and see His performance and see that He's always done what He said He would do right now, even though I may not see it, He's working on what I need. He's handling that issue I'm battling with. He's taking care of the need. And in the future, what's going to happen tomorrow? I don't know, but He does. So we can trust Him, the performance, what He's able to do. Say it again, Hebrews 10:23. For He is faithful that promised. And then I think about this. Think about the power. Talking about tonight about it. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. We have two things in mind. The Lord or mankind, which includes me. And how do I know whether I can depend on somebody? How do I know if I can put confidence in them? How do I know that I can trust them? Number one, the person. What kind of person are they? Number two, the promises. Well, did they say they would help? God did. The performance, have they helped me in the past? If they haven't in the past, they probably ain't going to now. And then lastly, the power. Can they do it? Man, it's easy to make a promise. Oh, yeah, I'll take care of that. Yeah, I can handle that. But can they do it? Are they able? Isaiah 26, verse 4, trust ye in the Lord forever. Why? For the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Why can you trust Him? Because He's able. He has the strength. He has the ability. There's nothing He can't do. That's why I can trust Him. I'm telling you, whatever you face day by day, what you may be facing right now, you can trust God with it. Now, don't trust mankind. It's good to have friends and family who will aid and assist, and we have to depend on them somewhat, just like Mike right now has to depend on the doctor somewhat. But the real help, no matter what, comes from the Lord. Power. Are they able? One thing for sure, He is. The Bible says, He shall not be afraid of the evil tidings. Why? His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. He says, bad news don't bother this person. Hearing more bad news, another problem, another need, something else falling apart. Something else going haywire doesn't shake this person. Why? Because he's trusting in the Lord. Their heart is fixed. And no matter what comes my way, my God has the power to handle it. I love that verse where it says the foundation of what we're standing on, the mountains all around us can just crumble, but we can still trust God. I always think about the disciples in the storm. And now Jesus said, why in the world are you afraid? Oh, ye little faith. In other words, no matter what they were going through, by the way, no matter what we're going through, we should and can trust God. The power, He's able. 1 Samuel 17:46, this day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand. You know who said that? Little old David to a giant called Goliath. And everybody in Israel, including Saul, was hiding behind the rocks and the bushes. They scared to death of Goliath. But David, because of what God had done in the past, knew he could trust God in the present. And he said, God will, not me. Now, I'm not able, but my God can. He has in the past, and he will in the present. He said, God will deliver you into my hand. He was trusting the power of God and not the power of David. I mentioned Sunday, he laid aside the armor of Saul. He wasn't trusting that mess. 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Oh, how we need to learn to just put it all in his hands. And the burdens and the trials and the weights and the struggles and the impossibilities and everything else that bombards you and overwhelms you and overloads you, put it on him. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. In other words, trust him with it. Give it to him and trust him with it. Luke 21:2, same word as in Peter. A certain poor widow woman casting in thither two mice. She cast. That's what it says in 1 Peter, casting. She cast it in. She turned loose of it. She gave it. And what she was saying by her casting it in is, I can trust my God. Because she went back home to an empty house. She had no more money. She didn't have one more cent. She gave all she had. And I sure will be glad when the Lord tells us, or maybe she will, what happened after that. Because I guarantee you one thing, the Lord took care of her. We are not told what happened, but I tell you one thing, the God she was trusting had the power to take care of her, and I believe he did. Psalm 44:6, for I will not trust in my bow, neither shall my sword save me, but thou hast saved us from our enemies. I'm not going to trust in my might, my bow, my sword, my artillery, my ability, but I'm going to trust in the Lord. But did you hear what he said? He didn't say, you're going to save me. He said, you have already saved us. The battle is the Lord's. I'm telling you, the battle you're facing is the Lord's. It's not yours. Give it to him. Don't trust yourself. Don't trust your know-how, your ability. Trust him. It is better trust in the Lord. Don't let the circumstances drain you down. Keep trusting the Lord, believing him, expecting him, expecting him. I'll read it again. 2 Corinthians 1:10. Who hath delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust he will yet deliver us. He has, he is, and he will. It's a whole lot better to trust in the Lord than anything, anybody.